Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. Just a reminder, starting on September 29th, Room 33 will have a series of special reports on the battle for the U.S. Senate. So stay tuned for that. And a brief update on last week's podcast on the Swedish elections. To an earlier feed, I stated the possibility of the Social Democrats talking to the left party to form a new government. This has been ruled out, but the Social Democrats could work with them. Now on to this week's podcast. Have you ever heard this from Americans? Why is it always us? This is the exasperation of many American citizens who are simply tired of the world always expecting the United States to come to the rescue, whether it is to stand up to a brutal terrorist group like ISIS or to help save minorities like the Yazidis in Iraq. Why is it always us? And what comes right afterwards for many? We need to help our own people first. Now, this frustration is related to the economic funk that so many Americans still feel so many years after the 2008 economic meltdown. But what about the question, why is it always seemingly send in the Marines? Well, I offer one simple explanation for why America is the default country for the world's thorniest problems, the go-to nation in a crisis. It's our military. It's simply too good. The United States has the best military in the world, and people know this. If there's a job that needs special forces, that's us. Need to project power? Send an American aircraft carrier. Degrade ISIL? Doing that now. Now, other countries have militaries. Some are very good. Why can't they take the lead when there is a crisis? Take ISIL. They are in Syria and Iraq. That's thousands of miles away from the U.S. Why can't the Saudis or the Turks take the lead? I mean, ISIL is closer to them than to the United States. They could, but I don't see that happening. Why? Well, it's complicated. But one reason is they don't have to. And they know it. So to fix this, break the dependency, here's the solution, which can be done by American citizens alone, in fact, voters. We the people can deliberately weaken our military, consciously and on purpose, significantly cut down on the size and sophistication of our military. Less technology, less people, less ships, and of course, less civilian jobs related to defense. This doesn't mean that our military shouldn't be big enough and capable enough to adequately defend the nation. But no more pride that we have a worldwide mission to protect the free world, stop the worst of the worst from committing unchecked evil, and no more being expected to save desperate civilians trapped by terrorists, insurgents, or an opposing side in a civil war. But isn't this isolationism? Could lead to it. Would there be even more world instability? Maybe. But this could also propel other nations to get off their butts and start contributing more to their own defense. And I mean the hard stuff. Boots on the ground. Decisions that could really challenge their power at home. Force them to face their own internal contradictions. The United States has just started to attack ISIL in Syria. A number of countries have come aboard to help. Will this change this dependence? Too early to tell. For now, the United States will continue to be the default country. Must it be always us? No, but let's say we move to create conditions that in the future makes that question get asked less, because the facts will be different, our American military will be different. Will that necessarily be a good thing? Well, thanks for listening, and feel free to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.